Judges chapter 17 and verse 18. The boy of the house has fallen ill. I think he's a young lad. And he's not only fallen ill, he grew worse and worse, and he's died. And in verse 18 we get this. She, that is the widow woman, said to Elijah, she cried out to him, I can hear it. She screeched at him perhaps, or perhaps she said it in a low voice. But this is what she said. What do you have against me, man of God? Did you come to remind me of my sin and kill my son? 1 Kings chapter 17 and verse 18. The widow reacts. Now, let me say straight away before I go any further. It's very tempting for me as a preacher to stand on the ramparts of an ivory tower and lash out at this woman. But you see, my friend, I'm lashing out at myself. These scriptures speak to me and they speak of me. Do they speak of you, brother? You, sister? Are you this widow at times? I have to confess I know something of it. Here she is. A knee-jerk reaction. Let me say straight away, perhaps it's natural, but it's absolutely unjust. And in a spiritual person, and I take her to be a spiritual person, even though she's a pagan by birth, I believe there is the work of God in her soul. Well, this reaction is unjust, and it's sinful. She's angry, she's bitter, she's grieved, and she lashes out. Now she smites at Elijah. What do you have against me, man of God? Can you hear the sarcasm in her voice? Man of God, did you come? I was all right before you came. Did you come to remind me of my sin and to kill my son? Now what an unjust accusation. As though Elijah had killed her son. But of course she's not going for Elijah. She's going for God. She's finding fault, not simply with Elijah. She's blaming, not simply Elijah. She's blaming God. She's under strain, she's under stress, and she reacts. I mean, she's had a hard life. She's been bereaved early in life, I would say. She's been brought to the edge of, well, she's been brought to famine and to the edge of death. And now she's lost her only son. But she's reacting badly. Of course, as long as the oil is being replaced, as long as the flour is being filled up, and as long as the bread is satisfying them, as long as the sun is shining and the birds are singing, all is well. But when the rain clouds come, not literally here because it's famine and drought, but when the suffering comes, when the happy sunny days have gone and it's become the dark night, then it's all gone awry. Look how she admits her sin. I don't know if she actually admits it, but she has to confess it. Do you come to remind me of my sin? And sin is at the root of it. I'm not saying this boy dies because literally of his own sin in a personal way, but sin has brought all this misery into the world. And sin is at the bottom of it all. That's why man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward, because all men, everybody listening to me, including myself, we're all sinners. And sin brings all the misery into the world. Yes, she has known trouble, but sin is in it all, and she's a sinner, and we're all sinners, and we're all in this fallen world, and we're suffering, and trials are coming, and death is on the road. And the Bible is full of it. The book of Job, the book of Psalms, experience tells us. My brother and sister, we're going to meet it. The sun won't always shine. It won't always look rosy for us. Now, how do you react? I feel very much with this woman. When things go wrong, it can become all black, and we get resentment. We feel it. We resent God. We rebel. I think in the book of Job somewhere it says something about the ungodly rushing against God and throwing themselves against the bosses of his shield and smiting against God. But this is not the way for the child of God. This woman has experienced God's grace and mercy and provision, and she should have more faith. Now, I'm not on the ivory tower of rebuking her, but I have to rebuke her. But I rebuke myself. I know Cowper's hymn that, talking of God's providence and trust and so on, sweet lesson and easy to repeat, oh yes, but when my faith is sorely tried, I prove then that I'm a learner still, weak, apt to slide, all over the place. I have to confess it. Are you sometimes sarcastic against the children of God? Are you sometimes sarcastic against God himself? Do you resent God's dealings with you? Oh, my brother and sister, let us rebuke ourselves here. This widow woman is wrong. It's all a misjudgment of God. God has a wonderful purpose, even in this suffering. I'm not saying that all our sufferings will end so successfully and happily as this and brightly, but God knows the way that he takes. Job says, shall we not receive good from the hand of God? Shall we not receive then difficulties and trials? Don't let's go down this widow woman's route. We only hurt ourselves. She's lashing out at Elijah. Praise God, he doesn't react. She's lashing out at God. Praise God, he doesn't react. She's losing. She's suffering. She's forgetting, is she not, that if Elijah had not come, and if God had not provided through Elijah, she and her boy would have been dead from famine long, long, long ago. She forgets all the mercies now, and all the mercies go out of the window, and all the sorrows and all the darkness and all the fears come in. As I said at the beginning, and I've said it in the middle too, I don't want to be guilty of standing back and pointing the finger at this woman, because I'm pointing the finger at myself, and I rebuke myself. Judge not the Lord by feeble sense. Blind unbelief is sure to err and scan God's works in vain. But I'm not one of these prosperity gospel preachers either. Troubles and difficulties we shall meet. Setbacks and disappointments will come. But the test of a spiritual man or woman is how we react, brother and sister, in these dark days. God give us grace to learn from this widow woman. This is the way not to do it. It may be natural, it may be understandable, but it's sinful. And we only hurt ourselves. Elijah must have been hurt. God must have been hurt. But the widow woman is the one who is really being hurt. May God give us grace to learn from her mistake. And it is a mistake. May we learn from her sin, and it is a sin. And may we do better today. And if darkness and difficulty and trial should come, if it's already come upon us, may we look to the Lord in faith. He who provided the flour and the oil will go on. He has not failed. The will of God, Romans 9, has not failed. God's purposes are ripening fast. His will is best. As for God, his way, even though it doesn't seem like it to me at the time, his way is perfect. May we learn and do better than this widow woman. May we be positively trusting and looking to the Lord in days of sunshine and days of sorrow. May we do so for the glory of God. Amen.